Welcome to To My Truck podcast number 469. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. We started things off this week with a track from Susie True from Los Angeles. That song is called Don't Grow Up, and it's on the new EP, Nothing to You, which came out October 26th on Buzz Records. That EP is a cute little EP, a little bedroom pop, a little punk rock, kind of reminds me of Hell in Love at times. I've got lots of music for you this week. Sorry I missed you last week, but you know, holidays will do that too. Coming up next, we have a track from Sadie Switchblade's project, Dyke Grandma. The song is called Hard New Pills.
Yeah. to be by my side.
And welcome back to Too Much Rock Podcast number 469. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started that set off with Dyke Drama, the project of Sadie Switchblade from Olympia, Washington. The song I played was called Hard New Pills, and that's the title track of a new EP that kind of dropped out of the blue on November 16th on Salinas Records. It is a very rockin' affair like that track, and I couldn't enjoy it more. After that, we heard from Young Romance from London. The track was called By My Side. It's on the album Don't Look, which came out November 2nd on Banquet Records. And then we ended things off with the Stiffs with the song Inside Out. originally a 1979 single, though I just picked that up on Gary Crawley's Punk and New Wave, a compilation that came out September of 2017 on Edsel Records. Yes, I'm back to my my compilation ways. Those who listened to the podcast over the last few months know that I worked my way through a five-CD compilation of punk and new wave and post-punk. I'm going to do the same here with just a three-CD set from Gary Crawley. And boy, there are tracks on here I haven't heard that I just love, and that's one of them. How I Missed the Stiffs All Along, that's a mystery, but I have picked up that new, that band's Soul LP, and we'll be hearing that on the podcast at some point in the near future. I guess at this point I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, let's jump into something new here. This is a band called Crash Captains. The song is In Too Deep. we're back after a little excursion there and some post-punk from the band Miss Rayon, a band from Portland, Oregon, where I happen to be sitting today. The track was called Domestic Gesture, and it's on the album Eclipse, which came out November 16th on X-Ray Records. It is as good as you can imagine from that track. Before that, we heard from Crash Captains with the song In Too Deep. That is the title track of the band's November 2nd album that came out on Lametta Records. That band based out of Berlin, Germany, very much in the vein of, I don't know, like a Frightened Rabbits sort of thing, and at times very, very nice. That song there is a great example of what the band is capable of. I'm out of time, though, so I need to wrap things up. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 469. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook and Twitter at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, not a lot out there now. I haven't been paying a whole lot of attention, been working way too much. But I see that the Thin Lips are coming to the Record Bar on the 27th of November, and that makes me happy. And then peeking into December, I see Front Bottoms coming to the Uptown on the 2nd. On the 7th, we have a Slapshot at the Record Bar. On the 8th, Hepcat at the Uptown, part of the Hooligan Holiday Christmas extravaganza. And then I see on the 21st, Hillary Watts Wright is playing their final show ever at the Rhino. There are a few new things on the website worth mentioning. We do have photos and video of the Brewanger Pink Royal and Mild Cat show that happened, seems like oh so long ago, at Voltaire. Same with finally had photos and video up of the Night 2 of Apocalypse Meow benefit, and that one featured the Almighty Trouble Brothers, which is Greg Todd of Federation Horsepower, and Augie is in that one. It's a great new project. Bacon Shoe, Eames, Chris Meck, Jen Harris, Chase the Horseman, and I think Kelly Hunt. Kelly Hunt without the E, the banjo Kelly Hunt. It's not really fair that we have two Kelly Hunts in town, but I'm not going to get rid of either one of them, so there we go. We'll just live with the confusion. Anyway, I got one track left for you. I got a track here from Darren Heyman, formerly of Hefner, of course. He is back with the third and final installment of his Thankful Villages project. It is a very important project that's very wonderful, meaningful, and you don't really get meaningful records, and this is one of them. The track I'm going to play here is called Tay. It is, as I said, from the Thankful Villages Volume 3. Most of the tracks on this, the best tracks at least, are ones that involve interviews, found sounds, and this is definitely one of them. Maybe musically, this one is nice and floats around in the background, but it's really the story that says so much. So I hope you have your headphones on, turn it up loud, listen to this one, and then go pick up the album. It came out on November 9th on his own Belka Records. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
Well, everything turns a circle in time. You know, seeing those brass, not the candlesticks, but the little dumpy ones in the middle, remind me that we always had a pair of those on the mantel shelf above the fire at home. My mother used to keep things like pencils and nail files in, and I never knew where they came from. Obviously in the church somewhere. We came to the church just for a look round. I wrote my name in the visitor's book, saying my connection to my grandfather, and Mrs. Morley was doing the flowers, and she asked me had I any connections to the church, and I said, well, my grandfather was rector here, and I was just wondering whether he was buried in the churchyard. And she said, oh, what was the name? And when I told her, Henry Stanley Tibbs, she said, oh, was that the gentleman who used to wear the black armband? No, she said he wouldn't be buried in the churchyard.
Well, I was busy doing a bit of decorating of the church for the Harvest Festival service. And this lady came in, who I had never seen before, asked me if I knew where her grandfather was buried in this churchyard. Said that he was the Reverend Stanley Tibbs, and I said, well, given his history, I don't think he was buried in this village. And she said, why, what do you mean? And I said, well, he was considered to be a Nazi supporter. He was a follower of Oswald Mosley.
We were just a bit surprised by what we found out. The story of my grandfather supposedly having Nazi leanings. And I was also very, very shocked to find that my father had also been in prison for belonging to the Black Shirts. He was arrested and served time in Liverpool jail. And grandfather had just said, well, you know, being young men, they like to join it because of the the uniform more than anything else.
I mean, obviously I was only sort of 8 or 9 at the time, but I can remember him being the parson because my mother always came to church and we were encouraged to come to church. In fact, I can remember swastikas being daubed on the rectory wall, on the brick wall.
You left it where you're staying. I remember my mother saying that when she stayed there, the lights would come on in the church, and by the time anybody got to the church door, they'd go off again.
We as children, later, you know, we said we'd heard that he'd been flashing lights to passing aircraft and things like this, but whether that was true, I very much doubt it.
Well, everything does turn a circle, doesn't it? What happens, what goes round, comes round, or that many sayings.